Have your Bibles this morning. Going to look at verse in Proverbs chapter number 31. Proverbs chapter number 31. And going to just begin reading in verse number 25. Proverbs chapter number 31, verse number 25. It says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her husband, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Thank you for this day, and ask you to help us that we might be an able minister of the word of God, that you would open up our hearts to hear, to receive the word. And Father, help us to speak it this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I mean, just for a few minutes this morning, as we do celebrate Mother's Day, I want to speak to you and about maybe the architect of love. Now, when we talk about an architect, just simply put, it's one who plans, designs, and oversees the construction. And amen, and I've thought about how many mothers have planned and designed and tried to oversee the construction of many a child and a young person, amen, doing everything that they can and everything that they could in their life. And so we look this morning for just a minute at the strength and the sacrifice and the spiritual legacy that has been left by mothers. We read here in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 31, verses 25 through 31, as we celebrate Mother's Day. And it is more than just a day, Mother's Day. It is an acknowledgement that the word mother is a title earned through a thousand quiet moments. A thousand moments, many times moments unseen by anyone else. And it's not just a biological fact. Not just a biological fact. But amen, it is that mothers have done and the love that they have shown to their own children and to their children's friends and to others less fortunate in this life and in this world. But it's also a time to recognize that while we celebrate today and we remember our mothers and it is a joyful occasion, it also can be an occasion for some sadness, some grief, as we remember, amen, those that have departed, those that are not with us anymore. I believe that Daddy said this morning, speaking of my grandmother, I think he said 26 years, I believe is what he said. And it don't seem like that it's been that long. But we can still, even though we long to see them and we wish that we could just speak to them again, there's things that we can still remember. God has blessed us with those gifts. And even my grandmother, we moved up here in the last few months of her life. She spent with Mom and Daddy. And just in that time frame, there was some things that I will never forget. Amen. Some of them, things that we talked about, some of the things that was said, some of the things that happened that was quite comical. Amen. Like Pam and Tina dumping her in the floor out of one of those lift chairs. And they were taking care of her. And I happened to be there that day. I was out walking. And they went to get her up out of that lift chair. And they started picking that lift chair up. And she said, y'all gonna dump me in the floor? No, Granny, we ain't gonna. Y'all gonna dump me in the floor? No, we ain't. Y'all gonna dump me in the floor? Right in the floor she went. Now then, it wasn't, she just fell in the floor. She just slid right down that chair and just sat just nice and easy right there on the floor as you ever did see. And I hear somebody hollering at the top of their lungs. And buddy, I'm way down the hill. And something as bad has happened. And so I strike out and I'm running. Well, I need oxygen by the time I get there. And I run in because I know that something bad has happened. Well, all three of them, while she was sitting in the floor, while she had come out of that chair, they was all three sitting there just dying laughing. They was having them a time. Maybe she was in the floor and one of them was on it. But see, they couldn't get her up. And so I had to get her up. And of course, they said, you know, if she hadn't have got us so tickled, we wouldn't have dumped her in the floor. But see, that's just one little thing we think about. And we've got many things, many memories. But then we think about the biblical motherhood and in the reflection of how we can see God's own nurturing through the action of our mothers. Their nurturing care, their fierce looking after us, taking care of us, and their steadfast love for us. Now then, we all know that mothers are not perfect in the sense of perfection and sinless perfection, but the Scripture speaks about mothers and it uses them as an example of God's love. Because see, when it is as it should be, a natural bond. Now we know the Bible does speak of leaving a natural affection, but when it's in its natural state in the way God intended it to be, what a beautiful thing it is. Amen. And you know, we even see it in the things that mothers do in the animal world to take care of their little ones. When the odds may be stacked against them, they'll do everything that is possible to take care of those little ones. And amen. And here's the thing about that. When we see that, and we see it in nature, when we see it in the human relationship and in our own lives, we can be thankful of this, that amen, that God does not fail. Amen. God does not forsake. Amen. When mamas have done everything that they can, amen, there may still be something that's out of their control, but it's not so with God. Amen. What a blessing that is. As we look this morning, we see, first of all, we see the strength of character. It tells us there in Proverbs chapter 31 and verse number 25, Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Strength and honor are her clothing. This is the clothing of her character. You see, a mother's true beauty may not be found in just her outward appearance. This old world sometimes, I mean, it takes its toll on the body, on the outward appearance. But thank God, amen, that beauty, the clothing of her character, the strength and the honor that the godly mother woman possesses, amen, it shines through. It is the armor that she puts on. Amen. Her patience, her resilience, her faith, her kindness. And I believe this morning that only eternity itself will reveal what mothers have meant to this world.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing that God has given unto us. And so, God help us. How do we honor that quiet strength that many times we take for granted? And see, here's the thing about this. You know, I watch children growing up through childhood and into their teen years, and many times, you know, we talk about, well, they took this or that for granted, and I look back at my own life and see, that's just the nature of how things are. I mean, it takes many times, it takes some years before we begin to truly appreciate what took place in our younger years. And the things that mothers did, that others did, and the quiet strength that mothers showed, God help us that we don't take that for granted, but we recognize the strength of character that God has given unto those godly mothers and how He's placed it within them, and how that no matter what this world does, that armor that they have put on, it shines out. It shines forth as a testament, amen, of the love of God. Her clothing is strength and honor. But then not only her character and that she wears and the patience and the resilience and the faith, but we can think about, secondly, the power of her spiritual legacy. Thank God for godly mothers.
Amen.
Amen. If you had a godly mother, amen, thank God for that, because mothers are often, maybe just about always, if it's a godly mother, they are the first theologian that the children ever meet. The very first. And oh, it may not be in words and explanation as much sometimes as it is in the very example and the way that she loves. 2 Timothy tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 5, Paul talking to Timothy, and he said, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Paul's telling Timothy here, we're talking about the spiritual legacy, the example. And Paul tells Timothy, that faith that I see in you, it was as if it was poured in you. Where'd it come from? He said, I see it in your grandmother.
Amen.
He said it was in your grandma. And he said, and then in your mother. And that which was in them, they have poured into you. God help us to be thankful for our mothers, for the spiritual legacy that they have poured into us. And God help us to pour in that same spiritual legacy to our children and to our grandchildren that we've had poured into us. Because blessed are the children who have mothers who have poured the love of God into their lives. That's a blessing far above rubies and diamonds and silver and gold. To have a mother that has poured the love of God into your life. I pray that our mothers be encouraged today, that your prayers and your daily examples and the things that you do and have done, while sometimes it seems like those seeds won't come up, amen, you've planted seeds, amen, for eternity, and though they may not be sprouted just yet, amen, there can be a day and a time that those seeds are going to blossom and they're going to bring forth much fruit to the glory of God.
Amen.
So be encouraged. It is a blessing when mothers get to see the seed that they have sown and planted come and blossom and bring forth much fruit in this life. But amen, but some of them may not see that until they get to see them in eternity. You know, when I think along these lines, every time, and I've mentioned it several times, but I'm reminded over and over again of that story about that youngest hobo that left home when he was but a teenager. He left home. His daddy was lost, and his daddy died, and he reached age. His mama was a faithful child of God, and he got to a place as a teenage boy that he just left. But his mama prayed for him when he was just a little bitty thing, when he was just in a little shoebox. She prayed and she gave him to God, and he said that he wandered all over this land and all over this country. And of course, I mean, there's a lot of things that he said, no. But he ended up in an alley behind a store one night when it was cold and wet. And he was trying to seek refuge in a garbage can to stay dry just a little bit. But all through the night, he said he noticed up on the, there in that back alley, one of those apartments above it, there was a figure of an elderly lady that just kept walking back and forth. And he said the more she walked the floor, he said the more he got to thinking about his mama and what his mama did and how his mama walked the floor and prayed for him. And amen, how his mama would sit there on that church pew and wave that little white handkerchief. Amen, and how she prayed for him. And he thought about his own life and where he was. And amen, and how that in that back alley that night, he said there over that garbage can, he prayed and asked God to save his soul. Of course, he went on to tell that on a Sunday morning, the store owner was going to open the store, and he asked him, was that his garbage can out back? He said, it is. And he said, I just want to tell you, he said, I got gloriously saved right out there. And he asked him for a favor. He said, can I borrow your telephone? He said, because I want to call my mama. He said, for some reason, he said, all of a sudden, he said, that number, he said, I hadn't thought about it in years. But he said, it was right there, just as fresh on my mind. And he said, when he dialed that number, and when his mama answered the phone on that Sunday morning, he said, he just said, hello, mama. And he said, it took just a few minutes for her to gather herself, because he said, I just listened. And he said, I could hear mama. And he said, mama was shouting just like she did on that church pew. And he said, mama, I want to tell you something. And she said, you ain't got to tell me nothing. She said, I know why you called. You see, there was a seed that had been planted in the eternal soul of his soul. And amen. And he wandered as a hobo all over the country. Amen. For 10 or 15 years. But he never forgot, amen, the love and the compassion and the thing that Mama did. Amen. I had a feller tell me one time what his mama told him about going fishing on Sunday. She said, boy, one of these days you're going to be down there at the river and you're going to pull up the devil. And he told me, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, I know what Mama was trying to do. He said, but he said, I went fishing a bunch of times on Sunday throughout my life. Oh, God save me. But he said, I'm going to tell you this. He said, I never, not one time did I ever go fishing on Sunday that I didn't think about when I'd get hung up. What my mama said, that one day you're going to be down there, boy, instead of going to church, you're going to be down there and you're going to catch the devil. He said, I remember that, and see, listen, God saved him. You know what? His mama was already gone on. But one of these days, he's going to go home. Amen. Because there was a seed planted in that eternal soul because of a spiritual legacy of a godly mother. What a blessing. What a blessing. Thirdly, we see the sacrifice. We see the love in action. It says in verse 28 there, Proverbs 31, her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Because they've watched the reflections of Christ's selfless love. They've watched the reflection of Christ in that mother's love that she has given through the years, and how she has given her life for them. Oh, not in the same way that Jesus did, although she would have, and in some cases mothers have. But she gave her life so that theirs might be better. So that she could do everything that she possibly could. And they saw that love, that sacrifice. You know, that I think there was a little song and story that was told about the mother's love, about, you know, that last piece of pie when there was three people and only two pieces of pie, and all of a sudden Mama wasn't even hungry after all. Just little things. Just little things. That love that shows up when a child is sick at 3 a.m, that love that shows up, amen, when the child calls and, amen, needs somebody to take them to the emergency room or meet them at the emergency room, those little things that show up in the laundry room and in the kitchen that nothing's ever said or nothing's ever spoken, but, amen, it's just the sacrifice of a mother's love, and it's these things that are seen. It's these things that are taken into account, and it has an impact upon the lives of those that it touches.
Amen.
Because you see the connection. Just as a mother gives herself to give her life for another, for her children, Christ has given Himself for us that we might have. And so, this morning, as we celebrate Mother's Day and we celebrate our mothers, I would encourage us all, but God help us not to just give flowers, but God help us to give gratitude, real, real gratitude, real thankfulness to our mothers, to the ladies of Old Mount Zion Baptist Church this morning. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and from our heart.
Amen.
For the things that you do for us.
Amen.
And for this church and for this community. God bless you. And thank God that He has put you in such a place to be such a blessing to us, that God has put within your heart the love of Christ has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost to do and to love others because, amen, because God has loved you. And amen to our ladies this morning to encourage you, to tell you that you are seen and you are known this morning. And every deed that you do may not receive a thank you at certain times. But amen, but we are grateful.
Yes,
amen. And amen, and this morning, if there's something in your life, if there's some hurting in your life, I know the man that's able to comfort.
Amen, amen.
I know the God that's able, amen, to reach down and to touch. Well, see, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, and in Isaiah chapter number 66, amen, I want to read Isaiah chapter number 66. In verse number 13, it says, "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem."
Amen.
You see, a mother's love is a physical manifestation of God's promise to us. The love that she has, the love that she gives. Amen. That God loves us. He loves us all. Amen. He loves us. Not because we're real lovable all the time, but amen, He just loves us. You know what? That's why Mama loves us.
Amen.
Because you know what? Every one of us at different times, we've not been the most lovable. But you know what? Mama loved us anyway. Giving us an example of what God thought about us. As we close this morning, just do things just a little bit different. I'm going to ask Brooklyn and Scott if they will to come. And I want to ask our ladies of the church, if you will, just to stand this morning. And Scott, if you will, I'll let you carry that and let Brooklyn go around and she can follow you and get the and hand out these flowers. And they're just a token of our appreciation to our mothers. And I want to read this to us in the book of Genesis in chapter number 3 in verse number 20. It said, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." You see, here's what Adam knew based on the promise of God, that the Savior of the world was coming through Eve. And he said he called her name the mother of all living. Amen. I'm thankful this morning of the life that our mothers have given to each of us. And also, amen, that they still give to the church, the community, and all that our mothers have done. And